whichever it begets. A coffin might offer some, 12 hours of breathing, at most, and often less. Pray he comes soon to rescue me, if he comes at all. Please. Please. I need him and nothing more. It was just a letter. A risk, but for him it was everything. And he, if he were to come, he will be everything for me. Please be him. Please. Not a grave robber or a slanderer. I've known enough in my first life. If I should have a second, I hope to know no more. Oh please be him. Oh my. I truly cannot believe. It is you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes, I'm quite happy to offer you a full explanation, I assure you. Please beg pardon and allow me to catch my breath. Then I will entreat you to all that you desire. You have my promise. Yes. Yes, I do appreciate it if you would let me out of the coffin first. I might prefer not to be standing in my own grave. I do hope I will not be needing it anytime soon. Although I hope I might still need you. Yes, I'm quite all right. A little stricken, but otherwise able. I ought to be more concerned about you for all the knowledge you are lacking. I do realize that the note I sent was brief. I had written a longer one, but the confession was so large that I felt it would only overwhelm your otherwise gentle countenance. Instead, I sent something brief. Nothing more than telling you to dig up my grave. Morbid, I grant, but I did have faith that you would oblige, despite lacking any sense of the request. That explanation is still owed to you. And I do opine that it will be to your satisfaction. Lest my words fail me, I will read the other letter, which I did keep, in case you were to assure my hopes. And for all it says, are you still vexed? Then question whichever you might like, and I shall answer thusly. If you have no qualms, then I shall then speak. Very well. Then hear what my shaky hands have given. So it begins. Dear sir, I hope that you will not mind this intrusion upon your otherwise idyllic life. My intention was never to put your mind at ill-ease with ghosts of far long past. Yet mine remains unsettled. For bad choices made, and dreams left unbidden. I do not know if my years have been yours, in the many since we've last spoke. But should there have never been a thought of my image in those delightful eyes since our last parting, then pray you not read any further, as my musings would only trouble you greatly. Yet, should you still have the heart, then indulge a girl who didn't know what she didn't know. But there's our difference. As much as I didn't know, I did know you. Before anything else, I knew you. In the days before the idea of love was anything more than a far-off night, we did play. First as children, then as thespians. For that alone, I ought to have given you my sincerest gratitude. It was you who first felt the call to the stage, and you all the same who pushed me there with you. Perhaps a common choice for my heart, if in all lacking of any other direction. But I did enjoy it as much as any proper part. and I did enjoy you. Although you shared it widely, the light upon you after each performance felt like it was mine alone to hold. And in it, I shine too, far more than I ever thought I could. Were the words at my lips, I would have told you then. Yet, with love never before known, its face was never recognized. And even in one as handsome as yours. Instead, I danced with your Romeo. And that night, I had my first kiss. For all the acting, I knew it was real. And I knew it at each performance after. I longed for it to be real. In your heart as well. Yet, all the time, fear grew inside me that everything would shatter the moment it was spoken. And hence, I bit my lip and acted far more than I ever did on stage. I played the part of a woman, and you played the part of a man. Alike in dignity, but never in lust. And then I left. If you were hurt, then you must have been an equal actor. For there was never any inch of sorrow upon your face. The gentleman who offered his hand was charmed by my performance, and so charmed by me. He was well off. It was the sensible choice. You said so yourself at the time. For me, it was even less of a choice than inevitability. Passion wins over practicality only in dreams and legends. Most women do not get such chances, and I elected for certainty. And with that, I was wed. However sweet our parting, I knew so many words were left unspoken. Were that all you understand, I'm certain you would think me selfish. However much I missed your smile, I assure you, though, I wouldn't have betrayed him if he hadn't done the worse. Our unity was never a happy one, for he was not a man content with kindness or gentleness. Each day, I grew to fear his wrath, more and yet more. I shall not bother with the details of such cruelties, as your imagination is more than any can compensate. Yet trust my choices were few, and I could not risk leaving, save the greater harm that would fall me. Hence, I planned, and the plan was more radical than anything we ever attempted on stage. I would fake my death, and thereby stop his rampage. For, even in his blunders, he would have no interest in a corpse. Risky, I realize, yet it must be done. And if these words ever meet your eyes, then it has been, and you have been named my accomplice. As tenacious as I might be, I cannot dig up my own grave. And should your heart still be true, then you might find the stone on which my name is carved. If that is all you wish, then do proceed with haste. Sincerely, well, I couldn't quite bear to sign my name, but I hope that that shall suffice. And I believe that has been quite enough. Please do speak your mind. Ah, well, I suppose that is an answer. Perhaps more than one. But I would need to have it again to be sure. Thank you, sir. I've waited so long. I do promise that none is acting. I do not wish for a performance. I only wish for you. And I do hope that you might wish for me. Oh, yet you must realize, given what I've done, we cannot stay. We should have to start a new life, far away. And I don't wish to take your heart if the rest is unwilling. And parting would only make it all the worse. So I must ask, are you certain? Then have me as long as you can hold me. I cannot wait a moment longer. Oh, there is no need to wait. It has been far too many years, and the dead will not judge. Have me, and have me here as you've always wanted. It will not make any bit of difference. This dress belonged to him. I no longer wish to wear it. I only wish to feel you against me. Oh, your hands are quick with those corset strings. As such mine might be with your trousers. For my hand has no doubt. They are eager to touch you. So please, if I might have your cock. Oh, thank you, sir. Oh, you feel amazing. Oh, no. Not a moment of regret. I know its hardness is mine, which is more than enough. It is everything, and it's proof of what I've always hoped you felt. That you might feel the same. That I might feel pleasure after so many years of suffering. That I might be able to run it through my fingers and hear how pleased you are to have me. Such rushes. Oh, and such cravings. Touch me, please, sir. I need it. Lift up my petticoat, and oh, thank you. Thank you. This is more than I have ever known. Even in marriage, my bed is always cold. Oh, which I suppose is hardly surprising, yet all of it still remains. Even in my imagination, it doesn't smell half as sweet. Oh, but yet you do. Oh, and yet, I must wonder how it tastes, and the cock does look quite delicious. And the grave should not bother me half as much if I were to kneel before you and take that wonderful cock in my mouth. Please, sir, may I? Then give it to me. Oh, give it to me. Sweet. And wet and needy for me. Oh, but don't come yet. Just enjoy it. And let your cock throb. But don't come yet. See, I'm still untouched, and I want you inside me. Stretching me and filling me up until I can't take any more. enjoy my mouth, but only so that you might enjoy my cunt. Please, sir, I'm already wet, but I'm persistent. I can wait until you're ready. Until your hard cock can't take anymore. And you'll have to take me. Right now. Right next to these gravestones. And should any of them ever lived and known love, then they shall not mind. Are you ready? Then take me. Please, I need you. Yes, I shall spread my legs for you. And you shall enjoy everything I can give you. Enter me. No, no, it doesn't hurt. Oh. Oh. It's so good that it's beyond feeling. Oh, please give me more. I need to feel you inside me. I need to have it. Oh, all of it. Ah, please, every inch. I need to know it's throbbing. Oh, it's pulsing. Oh, all of it. All for me. All for us. Oh, oh, all for this and everything before it. Oh, whichever road, however strange, if it leads to you, then I shall be happy. Oh, and I shall never ask for more. Oh, then have me now. Show me everything that I have never known before. Push me past my breaking. I assure you I can manage it well if I'm in your arms. Oh, I can feel your body trembling. Oh, please don't hold me back. Please, push me, force me, force me. I can feel it. Don't stop. However much you shake, don't. Please don't dare stop. I want this. Make me have it. Make me have it. Oh, let me come with you. Force me to come with you. Please, 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 force me to come with you. Force me to come with you. Oh! 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 Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Oh! 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 Oh my. Oh, were that enough wonder for every lifetime? I pity those who shall not ever get it. Oh, but not any longer for us. For we shall know it many more times. Wherever we must go, we shall always know it. And we shall always know love. And I love you.